Welcome to the Living Waters Church podcast.
Today we're on week four of Love Your Neighbor series, and we're looking at part one of caring, community to community. Next week, Luke will be talking about caring person to person, and the following week, Dave will be sharing on caring household to household. Our text for today is found in St. Mark's Gospel chapter 6, so I invite you to grab your Bible and turn there. I'm just going to highlight the first part of the verse of 37 now. It reads, "But Jesus said, you feed them." In a little while, we're going to unpack this comment by Jesus and the story that surrounds it. You may not know this about me, but I'm way more comfortable hanging out with younger people than I am those my own age. You see, I grew up in a home where teens and young adults were always coming and going, and I loved it. My parents were the youth and young adult directors at our church, and so I come by this quite honestly. It should come as no surprise then that when I joined the pastoral team in July 2014, one of the first things I did was connect one-on-one with several young adult women in our community. I started where I felt most comfortable. But isn't it interesting how God may let us begin where we're comfortable, but then he moves us gradually to the not so comfortable? During those conversations, I began to feel challenged. These young women wanted their faith to make a difference. They wanted to get out there, roll up their sleeves, and meet the needs in our broader community. They didn't want to just sit in a church building. They wanted to be the church outside the church walls. These initial conversations planted a seed that grew, and eventually Helping Hands was birthed. For those of you new to Living Waters, Helping Hands is an initiative that mobilizes our church community to go and serve at various charities and community events during the Christmas season. It's how we celebrate Christmas around here. Don't you just love it when the passions of others are contagious? Those early conversations with the young women in our church made a difference, a huge difference. And may I be as bold to say they helped shape the culture of our community today. Our society is extremely individualistic. We live in an age of iPhones and iPads. It's all about me and what I want and how I look. We can spin our story on social media and make our lives appear polished and always perfect. But is that how we really want to be viewed? Wouldn't it be great if we could also shape the culture at large? Jesus modeled community-to-community care so well. He spent his years in ministry traveling around Judea, not alone, but with his disciples, and not just with the 12 of his inner circle, but with others as well, including women. We see all throughout the Gospels Jesus healing the sick, casting out demons, feeding thousands of people, even raising the dead in the company of his followers. One of the greatest examples we see of Jesus working together with others to meet a need is in the feeding of the 5,000, and I think most of us know the story. When a huge crowd of people followed Jesus and the disciples to a place where they were actually hoping to get some rest, Jesus had compassion on them. I want us to sit in this for a moment. Jesus felt something deeply for this crowd of people. He saw them as a sheep without a shepherd. And so he began teaching them. Late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him, concerned that they were far from the nearest villages and that the people would soon need to eat. They wanted Jesus to send them away so they could go and get some food, but Jesus had other ideas. He told his disciples, "You feed them." That seemed impossible to them, not only because they were far from anywhere else where there was food, but also because of the cost. They didn't have the money or the resources to buy food for all these people. So Jesus started with a small question. "How much bread do you have?" And he followed it up with, "Go and find out." Jesus didn't need any bread to feed these people. He could have miraculously provided it. But he was giving the disciples an opportunity to work together with him to serve the crowds that day. We all know the rest of the story. They found 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus prayed over them and then told the disciples to distribute the food among the crowd. As they did, the food just kept on replenishing itself. And when everyone had eaten to their satisfaction, they filled 12 basketfuls of leftover bread and fish. I want you to imagine for a moment what it must have been like for the disciples to have been invited in by Jesus to be a part of this miracle of serving food to thousands of people. I bet it was pretty exhilarating, exciting, and extremely rewarding. And I'm pretty sure they remembered this for the rest of their lives. Let's have a closer look at what we can learn about caring for others community to community through this story. Well, first of all, we notice that Jesus saw the disciples as capable and able. When the disciples brought the need to him, he simply said, "You feed them." Secondly, when they protested, he met them with a question, "How much bread do you have?" Followed up with, "Go and find out." Jesus knew that they could find what they needed. They just had to go and look for it. He could have told them exactly where the little boy was with the loaves and fish, but he allowed them to put in the effort, which caused them to be more invested and more involved. Finally, Jesus took what they had and multiplied it as they served. He didn't pray over the loaves and fish and suddenly there was enough for everyone. No, the miracle happened as they moved out to feed the people. Today, we're not only living through a pandemic, but also great unrest due to continued racial injustice. The needs out there are great, and some are extremely complex. Like the disciples, we could feel overwhelmed by the immense need and unable to do anything. But Jesus sees us as capable and able when we work together. You feed them. In other words, you care for them. You serve them. We protest with, "But we don't have what's needed. It's too big of a problem." But he says, "What do you have? Go and find out." I'm reminded of this year's Zoe Leadership Course projects. Can you imagine trying to serve in the broader community at the start of a worldwide pandemic? These women already had their projects pretty much laid out and ready to go when the pandemic hit. And of course, it sent them into a tailspin. It was overwhelming at first, and rightly so. But as things settled down to a new normal, they began to see what they could do rather than what they couldn't. They used the gifts and abilities that God had placed in them, plus the resources that they had, and they cared in absolutely amazing ways. One team mobilized the entire community of Langley through various Facebook groups and other connections to make cards and write notes of thanks to paramedic dispatchers. Over 200 cards were made, written, and then collected by the team. They were then delivered by a member of our community who works at the center. These workers are often the unseen ones, and they get overlooked. And so the impact of not only being noticed, but also receiving words of encouragement was huge. Later, the team received photos of the recipients with big smiles, looking so happy that they'd been remembered. And those cards and notes are still hanging up in their workspaces today. Another team put together care packages for mental health workers who serve at-risk children and youth right here in Langley. They baked treats, they made face masks, they wrote encouraging letters, and they packaged them in a beautiful gift bag. Here are the words from a note of thanks that the team received. "Thank you so, so much to you and your team for the most thoughtful gift last week. It was a heart melter. The letter made me cry. I so appreciate the appreciation." How wonderful is that? These women simply identified the needs in front of them, used what they had, and stepped out. Going back to the story, we see that lastly, Jesus takes what we have and he multiplies it. However, we often don't see that until we actually step out. As we give and pour out, he gives and pours out more. Have you ever noticed that when you care for and serve others, you often feel more benefit than those you are serving? This makes me think of the prison ministry we've been involved in over the past couple of years. I think I can speak for the entire team when I say that we feel we've been more blessed and encouraged by caring for these women than they have been by us. We have grown in compassion, mercy, and grace. Our faith has been built as we have seen answers to prayer and several being drawn closer to Jesus. The ripple effects that our service and care have extend so much further than we will ever realize this side of heaven. So where do we go from here? How do we continue to care in the midst of a pandemic with the challenges of physical distancing? And is this only something that we can do as a church, community to community? I want to share another story with you. Perry Simpson, a member of our church family, is the general manager of Tenold Transportation. As the pandemic hit, he and his wife Cheryl were talking about what they could do as a family. And that conversation caused Perry to think about maybe what his company could do. So he asked his team at Tenold what they thought they could do to help out during this tough time. Well, it just so happens that one of his workers had a contact with the Dutch embassy. Now, they had ordered thousands and thousands of tulips to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Holland. But due to COVID, those celebrations were not going to be able to go ahead, and so the Dutch embassy needed to find a way to deal with all of those tulips. Perry's team offered to pick up the tulips in their refrigerated trucks and then deliver them to frontline workers at hospitals and care homes throughout the Lower Mainland. Everyone in the office got on board, and this community of work colleagues went out and served together in such a beautiful and tangible way. A sweet little twist to this story is that one of the women in Perry's life group was actually a recipient of a bunch of these tulips. As she left work after a long shift at Abbotsford General Hospital, it made her day, as I'm sure it did many others. Community to community caring can be instigated by us at our places of work, within our social circles, and in any other area that we're involved. It doesn't always have to be the church community to the broader community. We can invite others into caring corporately as well, just as Perry did. This helps people take their eyes off their own problems for a while and look to caring and serving others. What a beautiful picture of shaping the culture, moving it away from being individualistic and self-centered to being others-focused. We can make a difference and affect real change. We just have to step out and watch God multiply the impact. So as we move forward in this time of uncertainty, where people feel afraid and unsure, let's think creatively. Let's imagine what we can do together to care for those around us. It doesn't need to be grand. It can start with something as small as 5 loaves and 2 fish. And when we invite God into the midst of it, we will see miraculous things happen. There is a line in the worship song Hosanna that says, "Break my heart for what breaks yours." May we be moved with compassion as Jesus was for those in need around us. And may we respond with his heart.